I'm not an ordained minister. I'm not a preacher. I don't even pretend to be, man. I'm not even an intellectual, man. Look, I graduated from high school with the same grade point average as I did when I graduated from college, which wasn't really much. But here's the fucking thing. The crazy thing. You know, you elect the president that graduated with a lower grade point average than that. So it really doesn't matter. Anybody can be where they want to be. Connections really do matter. Okay? More so than your life, their life, his life, their life, woman life, man life, black life, white life, whatever your culture like. You know? All right. You know, it was a wise man that once said, we often get burdened by the things we buy. And it usually ends with a cluttered home, a scrambled mind, because you're a fucking hoarder at that point, and a stifled well-being. When men go their own way, or at least after taking the red pill, I mean, shit, you're almost there. This is for you, brothers. We all tend to realize that a lot of our possessions, they were obtained to keep the gynocracy afloat. And when I say gynocracy, I mean gynocentrism in a government, you know? Anarchy, that's, you know, no government, you know? Autocracy, that is self-governance. Democracy. You see what I'm saying? Democracy is governed by the people. Republic. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. You're free to do it. This is government in a limited role, divided into jurisdictions. Like there's federal, there's state, and there's local. Nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong with that. And I was talking about hoarding earlier. It's became a serious problem amongst us, right? In the Western civilization. You see it. It's imperative that you know it. And it's highly important to be aware of what we buy and what resources that we tend to consume for the quality of our own lives. That's why, and you know what's really fucked up? Why is it that when they do economy news, like, you know, yeah, they'll tell you about whether or not golds went up in value, silvers went down or up in value, golds went up or down in value, whether oils went up and down in value, whether cryptos went up and down in value, whether the dollars went up and down in value. But they don't usually tell us about the quality of life that we share as people living in Western civilization, in the Western civilization that we are in right now. Whether it's America, Canada, whether it's the UK, whether it's the European Union or whatnot, that's Western civilization. You all know that. But Western civilization is Karen domination. But I'm not going to go that route. You already knew that. You already heard that in one of them last fucking ruminations. So, oh shit, I got to bring it to y'all. We all got to make it in the USA. This is a capitalist society. Now, when I was know nothing, green as fuck, wet behind the ears, you name it. Didn't know nothing about how this society worked. I was trying to make a family. Scare quotes. Make a family. Until I found out, like, what? Nah, this can't happen. Men borrow their children. Women keep them. Out here. Out here. But when you go out into the third world countries, hell, even fourth world, shit, and when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about, like, them countries in between Saudi Arabia and Indonesia up in Asia, where, you know, they got the females in the beekeeper suits. Maybe they were right. See, it's kind of funny how you, puritanical right-wing types are starting to get it when it comes to the Muslims. You were fighting those folks for all these years. But if you really look at it, they were just as conservative as you were. They are who you were before you cucked out. You know? Yeah. They were right about the females in their culture. But what you did, bruh, and when I say you, I mean the trad cuck. What you did, fam, is you let them all in the door, man. And let them do their thing. See? See what happened? See, it was you conservative types, you pro-freedom types, you... Oh, man. No matter what the fuck we want to call your ass, but the problem is that you let this in the door. Fast forward on later, to the 20th century. Yeah. What you fucked around and did was let Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony, all them, all the others, do what they did. First wave, boom, bam, temperance movement. The first fucking amendment that banned all sorts of shit in America, later to be repealed, might I add, and you gave them the vote. 19th Amendment. And yo, don't get mad about it, you know, Utah did it. Wyoming did it. Hey, yo, let me let you in on something. One of those states had a senator representing them. Small government conservative type. Puritanical type. And guess what the bitch did? She sold out her own party. So party politics ain't shit. This shit was a uniparty. And the uniparty was led by the majority of voters. You know who the majority of voters are. I ain't gonna go too long on this, but let me tell you this. Nowadays, you gotta grab your own agency. If it means you're two testes, or it means you're two fucking stacks in your safe, or if it means the two guns in your hand, you gotta preserve your dignity, man. Mm-mm. Do you in this one. Don't let them shake you. Don't let them take you through no motherfucking emotional bullshit. Fuck it. You got this. And whatever the fuck they're gonna say, whenever they're said and done, yo, they're gonna thank you anyway for saving them from going through hard times. But you did this in spite of that. Not for them. Fuck that. Do you? This is one of those ruminations. You know? Word up. Word up. I'm out.